You know, today we've got the preschool letting out momentarily, and the film company shooting right behind us, and all of us coming here into this space to gather together. Poor Judson Caldwell and his folks trying to direct all this coming and going. It's a good thing we're not leaving in a motorcade to the cemetery. But I think Bill would have enjoyed the chaos in all of this. Bill and Martha have been members here in this congregation for many years. They predate me here, and that's a lot of years. Bill was a deacon. Martha has been an elder in this congregation and directed weddings, and Bill enjoyed the weddings. They were youth leaders until their own became teenagers, and then they gave them over to Theodosia and me. And I get that. It's often easier to love other people's teenagers than your own for a little while. Especially in a small town. It's a wonderful privilege for a pastor to be able to share in the lives of people through several generations, through all of their joys and their sorrows. Bill did love his family. Lee said that whenever she'd call him at work to ask him if something, and she would say, "Are you too busy to talk?" And he would say, "No." He was never too busy for his children. Bill Taylor was a lot of fun. In fact, he came to Covington in order to be the first director of recreation for Covington and Newton County. They said he was a great athlete himself, not only a sprinter, but I understand held state high jump record, at least for a little while. Bill had those shining, mischievous eyes, and he'd grab you up in a big bear hug. He was high energy. He loved to laugh, to joke, to tell stories, and we know there are a whole lot more stories than been told today. We can't help but remember some. Martha tells of some years before I was here that Bill and Jerry Bushillen took up the offering one day with sunglasses on. Not sure what had happened the night before, but Bill played it deadpan the whole way. Something like the Blues Brothers, I suspect. Now, I got permission from Martha to tell a few things. And you'd expect maybe some of the others rather than the preacher to tell a couple of these, but I'm going to move ahead. Truth of this one, and Kim, you might know the whole truth, I don't know, but Bill told me about getting a call at one point from a client, I guess a friend as well, when he had a State Farm business. And he asked the guy about the problem, and the guy said, "Well, you're just going to have to come here and see for yourself," which is never a good thing. So Bill went over, man showed him to his bathroom, and Bill came and started looking and didn't say a word, which was pretty unusual. Bill said the guy said that he had been surprised by a rat or a snake coming up the toilet pipes, and he had taken out his gun to defend himself. And he had blown the toilet apart, and there was blood all over the walls. And Bill just looked at it and said, "No, I don't think we cover that." There are all kinds of golf stories, and I'm the last to probably tell a golf story because I'm not very good at it. Bill, you know, even played around, they say, with Tom Kite, much less with me. But one of the best stories, golf stories, I think, is what was mentioned earlier, that the golf tournament, the fall tournament for the Hospital Auxiliary Fund, is named in his honor. For his faithful work for 18 years, the first 18 years, yes, it was. The proceeds going to the Hospital Auxiliary Fund which Martha worked with for so long and so well, and a number of you people together with her. You know, some of my fondest memories are the gala and Bill dancing. You know, he would dance like this, and when I would come by, he would spin Martha out and spin me in. And we danced for several galas. I also played a little bit of golf with him and with some of these, at one point with Bill. Yeah, well, you know, just being with Bill was an adventure. You didn't go to play golf, or at least I didn't. I went to be with Bill. On one occasion, we were playing, and I remember somebody hitting one into a yard, and I think that I was the one hit it into the yard behind some bushes and things. And Sammy, you remember this one, but I went back there to retrieve the ball and got backed out by a dog that was very territorial and barking at me. Bill came on his cart over there, and the next thing I knew, he had backed down the dog. He was barking at the dog. I think from years of barking at Georgia football games and as a Citadel Bulldog himself. And I, too, played with Bill after he didn't know exactly where to hit the ball, but still had great skills and even hit an eagle on a par five at Ashton Hills. Of course, he didn't tell anybody about that, but I'm telling. When I'd see him at Maryvale, he would smile, and he would jump up out of his chair, and we'd do chest bumps. And then I would pick myself up off the floor, and we would go to lunch, which we did occasionally. We'd go to Stalvey's usually, and Bill didn't sit long. He would be walking, meeting everybody, because he knew everybody. He was talking to them all. Well, on the last occasion, I think, that we went, I was trying to get Bill in his seatbelt. And he didn't like that at all. He didn't like being strapped down. And I was reaching over him, and I was trying to do it, and he was squirming, and he was resisting. And I said, "Bill, you know you got to put on your seatbelt. You know how those State Farm people are." And he leaned forward, and he looked at me, and he said, "Those SOBs." Now, I clean that up a little bit because I'm in the pulpit. But the truth is, we laughed all the way to Stalvey's. We would laugh. We would sing songs. You know, Bill loved music. But sang songs with him as I did with my father, who, like Bill, got sick with this stuff way too early in life. I've learned that songs tend to stay with you when so much else leaves you. And I think that's one reason we ought to know some of the great hymns of the church, hymns of faith, songs of faith. We would sing "Amazing Grace." We would sing "How Great Thou Art." And at times we would roll down the windows and sing at the top of our lungs. And people in cars beside us and on the streets would look at us and wonder what in the world those two crazy old guys were doing. But what do you do? What do you do at that stage with somebody you love? It's all about presence, really. Particularly as the past fades away and capacity for conversation, all there is presence. Presence, our own, and God's presence. Martha spent long hours sitting with Bill, holding his hand, married 51 years. And to the end, his eyes sparkled and a smile would cross his face. And he was fortunate in that. We were fortunate in that because it can be otherwise with that stuff. Even if we are fortunate enough to live relatively long, for all of us, our bodies and our minds begin to wear out. It's hard to watch it happen to those we love. Sometimes they pass on and we don't know exactly when, except to realize that at some point they're not the person we knew them to be. We've lost them a little at a time. The Apostle Paul says in his letter to the Corinthians a word about what we all experience in life. Our outer nature is wasting away, he says. You know, what we want people to remember about us and about others that we love are the times of strength and vigor and fullness of life, and we're grateful for the stories told to help us remember Bill that way. We grieve, the apostle says, we grieve the person that we knew, but we do not grieve as those who have no hope. We are people of hope. And what we affirm is not only that there were good moments and that suffering for him is over, but that new life awaits in the presence of God. Though our outer nature is wasting away, Paul says what is being prepared for us is an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. For we have a promise that through all the stages of our lives, through whatever life brings, through all of our going and coming, the Lord is with us. The Lord is our keeper. We have the presence and the prayers of others with us along the way. For we are never people of faith by ourselves, but part of a community that remembers us and remembers for us. But even more, we are a people that God remembers. Even though we forget, even though we forget God, God remembers us. And so we celebrate. We celebrate today, celebrating Bill's life and the ways he touched us for good. We celebrate that now for him, suffering is past, and that he is home with the one who takes us to himself, the one who has kept him all his days and will keep him and us this day and forevermore. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.